Welcome to One Stop English's Live From series of authentic interviews. Today, we're in London, in St James's Park, asking locals and visitors for their opinion of the royal family and its relevance in 21st century Britain.
I think the royal family are very much relevant because they represent Britain and what Britain is, and I think they're very good for tourism, and that's a good thing, that people come to this country and spend their money. I also think there's something about the tradition and the kind of pomp and circumstance of having a royal family is fun and exciting, and people like it, makes people feel good.
They seem to be very important to an awful lot of people. There's an awful lot of tax dollars that go towards supporting the royal family, and one would think that there could be better ways to spend that sort of money. But again, on a cultural level, to have a sort of figurehead and to have sort of a public persona, that's part of what the royal family is, and there's no reason that that would necessarily have to end.
I'm an Anglophile because I'm actually from Denmark, which of course is a royal, has a royal family as well. I've been brought up as a royalist, very much so, and I feel that most of the countries who have a royal family are of a kind that people still feel safe and sound and happy. I lived in many different parts of the world. I've lived also in many republics that never felt quite so happy and well-founded.
I'm from Italy, and I would exchange the royal family with our politicians immediately. So I can guess that maybe if you're from UK or another country, the point of view can be different. But from my point of view, it's fine.
I don't really have a favourite one, but I do admire the Queen because of her age and her, just her interest in the world still. And, yeah, when she could, you know, pack it all in and give it to Charlie or someone else to do. So, yeah.
I think that they seem quite stiff, but I think that the younger generation of the British family is also creating maybe a bit of a new era that can make young people become more interested.
Well, you've got to keep in mind that I've lived in the UK just for 3 years, but I certainly know about the royal family, and I think they're certainly a much needed part of the UK society, simply because, one, they help bring in a lot of tourists, and two is they do a lot of good work.
I'm an Anglophile from way back, and it's true that the latest royal family has had its horrible years, but not as bad as the Plantagenets or the Tudors, in terms both of misbehavior and of noble behavior. So I love them. And every new move that they make and every small drama that they have, I kind of follow.
I find it very important to have royalty. It's what makes a country great or different than other countries. Because if we were all the same, the world would be pretty boring.
Well, as you can probably hear from my accent, I'm an Australian. And the Queen is still the monarch and head of state in Australia, but it's a non-event in the sense that I guess there's an older Australian Anglo generation that are attached to the Queen. I don't think that will continue when she leaves the throne. And there's a lot of people who would seek to see Australia as becoming a republic. I don't think Charles is held in very high regard. And I think Prince Harry and Prince William, who would be the next on the throne, are people quite like them. They're handsome young lads, but that's about as far as it goes.
Well, as an American visitor, I've always been fascinated by the royal family. I've watched all the weddings. I think in our modern world where so much is being lost, I think it's a wonderful tradition. And, you know, as an American, I don't pay for it, but coming here and going to the palaces and just all that history, I think it's just wonderful. So I think it's very important and relevant. Long live the Queen!